Well, Jay, lots to talk about with you, but let's just your reflections on the result today. Disappointing against Barnsley.
It was, yeah. It was disappointing because of the way we performed. I think we were on par with the way we've been playing as well. You know, the four performances previously where we've got wins. You know, and it wasn't like the performance level dropped. You know, we just switched off for one set piece and it cost us the game.
At the other end of the field, I suggest the possession stats probably weigh in Sheffield United's favour. That final ball today just wasn't there. It wasn't working.
No, it wasn't. You know, we were trying to force things, and to be fair to them, you know, they got a few good blocks in and stuff, but, you know, the couple of the balls that we put in the box where they're bouncing around, you know, we've got to really be, you know, throwing ourselves and, you know, making sure we, you know, for the cause, just get in there and, you know, get something on it. But, a couple of balls Bob put in as well, you know, we've got to get on the ends of them if you want to do something in this league. But as I said before, the performance level was there. You know, we can't be too down about it. You know, we've just got to make sure we that's gone now. We just move on to next week and try and start another run going.
So Sheffield United really, yeah, could do with committing themselves more. It's almost like the two problems go hand in hand together. If the service is not there, but then you could do with more people throwing themselves at it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a problem with the service. I think we got the ball to the wide men quite a lot today. And when it did come back to, you know, to say Bob and Craig, you know, we did put a few good balls in the box. Just about committing a few more bodies forward, maybe, you know, taking a chance, especially when we're 1-0 down at home. But as I said, you know, you can't really nitpick too much, you know, about the performance, because we were on top for most of the game and we were undone by a set piece, and then he defended for the last half an hour.
And you, from a defensive point of view, I mean, he had a lot of time, didn't he, Winnell, today to nod that ball home. It was a good finish from him, but he had time to do it.
He did, yeah. You know, I don't know who's marking him, to be honest with you. I'd have to check. But, you know, it's not nice when you see the, you know, your man, the ball goes over your head and it's a free header. I think it happens in their box as well, where Sparky's just got his timing wrong, you know, which has come over my head, and I've turned round and he's free behind me, you know, and another day he puts that in, you know, puts that in the goal, and it's not too bad. But as a defence, yeah, you know, when they've only had really one shot on target all game, and they win the game, it's not nice.
And particularly after a run where, understandably, you would have gone into this game with great confidence, given the wins you've had recently.
We have, yeah, and we'll be saying to each other as well, don't let that confidence drop, because the performance level was exactly the same. The desire, the fitness levels, everything from what started the run we'd done out there today. Another day we win that game, you know, and we carry on. So we've just got to make sure everything's the same, tweak a few things and go on to Crewe next week and start another run.
I'm being a bit basic because I've only ever seen you really play a lot at centre, left back, obviously at Barnsley, and when I've seen you play for your other sides as well. But centre half, I mean, you seem to be clearly enjoying that role for Sheffield United.
Yeah, I am. You know, he's asked me to do to play in there. He thinks I'm, you know, he feels I'm more comfortable in there, and I'm happy to do that. You know, I've gone in there, I've slotted in well. It's nice as well to, especially, you know, when we're at home as well. You know, you're just backing up the play, really. You're just making sure when the ball pops out, you get there first and carry on, start the attack again. And I feel comfortable there and enjoying it.
Which you almost did. You kind of had your Franz Beckenbauer moment, didn't you? Yeah. Up until you got to the edge of the penalty area.
Yeah, I did, yeah. You know, that's just my nosebleed moment, wasn't it, really? You know, looking back, I should have just played it wide to the wide man. Or even just, you know, just had a shot, because I think I was on the edge of the box. But, you know, you learn from these things. You know, I'm not a number 10. I can't slip people through, you know, into boxes. So next time I think I'll just play it wide and get back into my position.
So you do have a break from the league now, possibly an enforced one for the international courts, but we don't know that yet. But certainly the next couple of matches will be in the cup or in different cup competitions. How much do you want to progress in both those? Because, you know, you're not too far away from Wembley, certainly with the JPT, but it's important to progress in the cup.
Yeah, it is, because winning games builds confidence, and I think, you know, if we look at the next two games, and, you know, say we go on and win them two games and then the league comes round, you know, you're 2 out of 2, you're going into the league full of confidence, ready to go, knowing exactly, and you know, winning's a great habit to have, and Chris, see you later. Winning's a great habit to have, and, you know, we've got to get back into that momentum as quickly as possible.